This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Saturday, January 25th. God's word for you today is far sight. Our scripture reading is taken from 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 1. And it says, one day, the widow of a member of the group of prophets came to Elisha and cried out, my husband who served you is dead, and you know how he feared the Lord. But now a creditor has come, threatening to take my two sons as slaves. It is possible to serve God and fear God and still die in poverty. But that will not be your story in the name of Jesus. The things that pertain to financial prosperity go beyond fearing God and serving God by itself. You must understand how finances work. You must understand how the firm works. You must understand how the two are integrated and work in your favor. Of course, without the blessing of the Lord, it is going to be futile. However, since you have the blessing of the Lord, you must make it productive. God's blessings and grace upon your life must not be in vain in the name of Jesus. But now a creditor has come, threatening to take my two sons as slaves. What is threatening you? Do not be passive. If you look at the nation you are in, for example, there are things that are threatening that nation. If you bring it down to a personal scale, you will discover that the things threatening that nation are actually threatening you, threatening your home, threatening your children's future. You have to do something about it. Do not just sit down and fold your hands. You have to do something about it. Never ignore threats. It is only fools who ignore threats. You must believe that every enemy that threatens you has the capacity to carry out the threat. You must act accordingly. Declaration of war usually starts with threats. If you're wise, you take threats seriously. Proverbs chapter 22 verse 3 says, a sensible person sees danger and takes cover, but the inexperienced keep going and are punished. The inexperienced are always wishing that things will get better. The world does not operate like that. When you see danger, you take cover and you take precautions. You deploy everything that you can to protect yourself, your family, and your loved ones. That is what you do. That is what the widow did. But the truth is, she could have caught this threat much earlier. What if she had seen the threat before now? The capacity to see threats from a distance is something that God can bless us with. I pray that God blesses us with the capacity to see threats from a distance and the grace to take action. What if when her husband said, baby, honey, sweetie, let us borrow some money so that we can pay school fees and go on the trip to Paris? What if she had seen slavery for their children in that book-me-down ticket to Paris and nipped it in the bud? So she said to her husband, hey, sweetie, we cannot do this because if we borrow this money, we are putting shackles on the hands of our children. You should not wait until they put chains on your children before you know that the actions you are taking today are actually putting chains on your children. Let us pray. Father, I ask for the grace to see threats from a distance in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.